Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese, live at Chickies and Pizza South, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Woo.
Happy Valentine's Day, John.
Oh, thank you. You too, buddy.
I'm
everybody
spooning
out there.
With Sparty nightly.
Yeah, that's going to be one I regret for a while.
Yes, yeah, I can. Yeah. Yeah. It's a great one. It's not a good one.
I've been screwed my whole life being short.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll get back to it. But during the break, we spent the time analyzing why John Clark decided he was going to tweet out that Carson Wentz was having a girl when this has been known for 3 months. And we came to a conclusion that he got fooled.
Yes.
He saw Carson Wentz on Instagram more or less put out a, like, here's my future Valentine, mm-hmm. you know, girl dad. And, you know, he's happy. His wife's pregnant. Like, that's all they're thinking about right now is this little girl's coming in a couple months.
Well, and the wife is a part of the Valentine's Day thing.
Right.
So, yeah, he's got the wife, and then he's got a soon-to-be Valentine and his daughter.
Right. Yeah. So he puts that out there, and we think John Clark saw it, and, he's just, like, that he's wired to see that, and without fully thinking, just goes and puts it like it's news.
Yes.
So he can get likes and retweets.
Yes.
Now, Brandon Graham also was the first comment, and he said, congrats, buddy, with a bunch of exclamation points. So
yeah,
it looked like Brandon forgot. No, he reacted like that was new news.
Right.
But he did that to the Instagram post, Jack.
Yes.
So I think John Clark got fooled because Jack got fooled too. And then Ike got fooled because he retweeted it.
Yeah.
And I just more or less was like, oh, all right. I'm like, hold on, that's.
Yeah, I actually thought it was a new pregnancy. Like, I know about the other one already. I thought it was a. I couldn't remember when the
I couldn't either.
The gender reveal happened.
It's December 10th.
Right? Because everything in football runs together. It was like three seasons wrapped in one.
And what we think is 2 months has been a year.
Yeah.
But really, it's been 2 months, not
exactly,
a year.
Exactly, yeah.
All right.
Like, okay.
All right, well, let's debate this, and then let's take phone calls on it.
Let's do it.
So here is why Joel Embiid now is the face of Philadelphia sports. And I get what you're saying. The quarterback of the Eagles, right? Like, if you look at the Eagles are they're the team of the town. Everybody
yes.
knows that. Mm-hmm. It means more to more people. We care more. We're crazier for it. It's the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I think if you ask anybody nationally, what's the favorite sport in Philadelphia, almost everybody would say they know it's the Eagles. We're crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
And Carson Wentz is the star quarterback of your football team. So, of course, he's the face of Philadelphia sports. But it's just like he's too boring. He doesn't have the personality, right? Like he's not as connected with the cities, I feel like, a guy Bryce Harper has already connected himself with in Philadelphia.
My dude is out there in the AO1 trucks delivering food. Come on, man. Come on, Taz.
I'm not talking about rolling up your sleeves and doing good. I'm talking about hospitals and schools.
Man, we got the softball game going on, the AO1 softball game.
But in all seriousness,
come on, man.
It's for the biggest star in the city.
We're connected in these streets, man.
No, but Jack.
How many softball games Joel Embiid got going on?
Let's face it. Let's face
it. That's zero.
Let's face it. What we're looking for when we say the face of the city on the poster is the biggest star of the city. The biggest star of the city is Joel Embiid. He's the biggest star. He's the biggest star.
He's not, man.
Yep. Yes, he is.
He's not.
He's the biggest star. He's got the biggest personality. He's the biggest personality, the biggest star. He's starting in the All-Star game this weekend, the NBA All-Star game.
Okay.
That's huge, huge star. I don't like him.
Yeah,
right?
He's starting in a game that a bar feel like Chickies and Pete's is probably watching. Right, that many people are watching that game Sunday. So what? He's starting an All-Star game. Nobody cares.
There's only 12. I mean, what is it? 10 people in the entire league. They're starting in the All-Star game.
Right.
That's something. That's more than the Pro Bowl.
No, it's not anything. You know why it's not anything? Because he's starting in a game. in a league that's played over half the games that they're trying to portray like this All-Star game is at the middle point of the season. It's not. And he's starting a game that nobody has watched them play for 50 games.
Is he a top 10 player?
Nobody has watched the league for 50 games. So he's starting in an All-Star game that nobody has seen these guys play in.
Is he a top 10 player?
Yes.
Okay, he's a top 10 player. Carson Wentz is barely a top 10 quarterback. All right? So in their particular sports, Joel Embiid is the bigger star. He's the better player. Right?
No, he's not.
How?
What do you mean how?
We're just talking about quarterbacks. We're talking about everybody in the NBA.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't care. So
if he wasn't the quarterback of the Eagles, this wouldn't even be a conversation. The only reason it is because he's the quarterback of the Eagles. But he's not the bigger star.
No, you're right. It is the reason why we're talking about it, because he's the quarterback of the Eagles.
888-729.
Yes, you're right.
94-94.
You're right.
Marks and Reese.
If Claude Giroux was a top five player in the NHL, would that make him the most popular guy in the city?
But it's the NHL.
That's the point I'm making about the NBA. That's the point I'm making. The NBA ain't that big.
But superstars in the NBA, they're bigger in everyday walks of life.
Say it again for me.
NFL players.
What type of stars?
What do you mean?
What type of stars did you say?
NBA players.
No, you said superstars.
Top 10
in
players.
In the NBA. Now, everybody in the top 10 ain't superstar. That's the difference. We throw that term around far too often.
He's a global star.
We throw superstar around far too often.
So that's
LeBron James is a superstar.
What do people think?
Joel Embiid is nowhere near being a superstar. Joel Embiid is more known for crying after they lost last year and being injured than he is for his basketball prowess.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so he's not that doesn't make him a superstar. That doesn't make him a superstar.
Man, they talked about him for a week straight on every one of our shows that we watched during the day. Yeah, this week.
It wasn't about basketball.
No, it was when about basketball.
Yeah, so when do they talk about his game? That's the only way. When do they talk about his game as a player?
This week.
No, they didn't. No, they talked about him shushing the crowd and telling everybody.
Also talked about, is his talent good enough?
No.
Or is Ben Simmons?
We're talking about trading the guy. We won't trade the guy.
You
want to get rid of him.
You want to trade him?
No, you do.
888-729-9494.
You do. You want to trade the guy.
That's our case. Jack, you said Bryce Harper. Why?
Because I think he's the most recognizable of those guys. I think he's the biggest star. I think he's the most recognizable face in baseball. And I think that those guys both have targets on them. There's no target on Bryce Harper. Everyone likes Bryce Harper. People think that everyone likes Carson Wentz. But, I mean, half the city wanted to get rid of him last year and keep Nick Foles.
Yeah, that's because they were still drunk on the Super Bowl, man. Nah. But
Bryce Harper doesn't
have
any of that. And when you go around
exactly
the whole
right.
country.
Bryce Harper doesn't have anything here in Philadelphia. He doesn't have anything here in Philadelphia.
Except everyone likes him.
Yeah, we like him. We like him.
We love him.
For right now.
We love him.
But that's fleeting. Because we loved Carson Wentz, too, and that changed. And we love Joel Embiid, and now we want to trade him. So that's fleeting. He hasn't done anything to disappoint us just yet. He's only been here a year.
Nah, he will.
Oh, no, come on. Now, if he doesn't produce, stop it. Nobody is above getting ripped in this town.
But people will be willing to go above what they normally do with Bryce Harper if he's struggling. We saw it last year. As long
no,
as he
John,
acts the
if,
way
if
that he acts.
John, if he's struggling, we won't pay attention anymore.
Well, see, I mean, that's the Phillies in general.
You know why Carson is at the front of everybody's mind? Because we care about everything that goes along with the Eagles. No. And everybody in this city is Eagle. They're Eagle fans.
So for you, it's going to be an Eagle. It's just a matter of what Eagle's going up on the up on the poster.
And he's rightfully so. He's the quarterback. He's a top 10 quarterback. He helped your team win a Super Bowl. There's a reason why he is where he's at.
888-729-9494. The biggest star
of the
three.
Unlike Bryce Harper.
The biggest star of the three, Embiid, Wentz, and Harper, unquestionably, is Joel Embiid.
And Embiid doesn't even think he's the biggest star on his own team.
We'll get to the phones on that in a second.
That's Ben Simmons.
We're also doing Get Rid of That Guy. The prize for Get Rid of That Guy this week is a $50 gift card to Razor Bar in Collegeville, or the new location, semi-new location in Wayne. It's where I get my haircut. You'll never get a better haircut. Razorbar.com, that's where you go. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram.
How's the voting going?
Wentz is killing it.
Oh, well, talk to the people. Talk to the people.
Yeah, but the people are always wrong. That's how I know that you're wrong, Ike. 888-729-9494. The only reason Carson Wentz wins this is because he's the quarterback of the Eagles.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
There's no intangible that puts him up there.
Oh, you're right.
Intangible.
Like helping the team win the Super Bowl. Give me the intangible from the other guys.
Go
ahead. Finish.
Well, I might want to answer the question about the Super Bowl. He didn't win the Super Bowl.
I said helping the team win the Super Bowl.
Okay, but no one looks at that.
No, they don't?
They shouldn't. Not when they're looking at a poster.
No, they should.
Like, oh, yeah, there's our guy, the face of Philly sports. He helped the Eagles win a Super Bowl before Nick Foles came in and won it.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out why would Joel Embiid be the guy?
Because he's the biggest star.
Biggest star from what?
What do you mean from what? He's the biggest star. He's the biggest personality. He's the on TMZ, who's the biggest star?
TMZ?
Yes, I'm talking about above sports.
TMZ? What are you talking about, man?
What do you mean, what am I talking
about? The biggest star in this town is the quarterback of the most popular team in this town.
But it's also more than in town.
An hour ago, you told me Jason Kelce.
I'm not allowed to say him anymore.
Joel Embiid.
No, I'm not allowed to say him anymore. We have to focus
on
these
three. You're telling me Bryce Harper.
If it includes.
So Embiid is three. He's number three of these three.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ryan and Media.
You want to talk to the people. Talk to the people.
Let's go to Ryan and Media. Ryan, how are you? Ryan's going to say, there's no doubt it's Carson Wentz. How could it be anybody else? Thanks, guys. Good, Ryan. I'm sorry. What's up?
So originally, I was listening a couple hours ago. Someone said that we put the face on Chicky and Pete's or whatever. Is that correct?
So right now we're.
That's John trying to come up with his.
Well, I'm trying to.
So he can try to go ahead.
I'm trying to paint a visual for the people. Hang on a second. You just asked a question. So we're at Chickie's. It's the biggest sports bar. It's the best sports bar in the city. We're right by the stadiums. If you had a big ass poster here and it said the face of Philly sports and it had all the arenas and the fans, what's the one player that would be on it? That's the question.
Yes. And I say absolutely Carson Wentz, because the problem is, like I said, we don't even know if we're going to have Joel Embiid in a year.
Yeah, but next year. It's right now.
When you say star wise, Embiid is, I guess you could say, the best star in the town for sure.
He's the
Bryce
biggest.
Harper, I'd say, is up there. I didn't even think about him. He's the biggest, but he's also, I'd say, I guess you could say, the most hated right now.
Definitely.
There's too many mixed emotions about him. So that's the one thing I get about Embiid. But then again, Wentz, like we said, Wentz is kind of just waiting on Wentz. Like we had that year with Wentz, but now we're kind of just waiting on him to do his thing.
Yeah. So and the way I look at it, it's not the biggest star. You said the face of Philly sports. That's what you said, the face of Philly sports. Embiid is not the representative of Philadelphia sports. He's not. He's not the face of Philadelphia sports.
Right, but we don't get
to
choose.
You kidding me? We get to choose.
No, but see, what you're trying to do is you're trying to choose the one that you feel like is like, well, that's the best one. Because if we put Joel Embiid on there, then that wouldn't make us look good because he's this and he's that and he's this. Right, but it's who it should be. It's not who you want it to be.
Why should it be Joel Embiid?
Are things great right now in Philadelphia sports?
No, what has he done to
be? Is there anybody that brings
out
the emotion?
What has Joel Embiid done that he should be the face of Philadelphia sports?
Joel Embiid just proved that he brings out the emotion in Philadelphia sports like nobody else right now.
Are you serious?
Yes! The last week and a half didn't show you what Philadelphia sports was all about.
Dude, people were tired of talking about Joel Embiid in 4 days. We talked about Carson Wentz for months!
And were people tired of it?
No.
Yes, they were.
No,
we just kept talking about it because it was
great
relevant.
Ratings talking about it. No, they weren't tired of it. They want to talk about this football team every day if they have to. Are you kidding
me? Right, but that's more about
Joel Embiid.
It's more about the football team than it is about that. You're talking about the Eagles regardless, right? The Wentz and Foles things.
I'm trying to figure
Foles,
out.
Not
no,
Wentz.
You just told me that Joel Embiid should be the face of this city. I ask you, what has he done to be the face of sports in this town? What has he done?
He represents where we are right now, sports-wise, in this city. Right? How are we doing sports-wise right now? Eagles.
I don't know. Eagles been to the playoffs the last three
years.
They
slipped in the playoffs.
The Eagles been to the playoffs the last 3 years. They won a championship. They won a championship 2 years ago. The Phillies, forget about it. The Flyers, forget about it. The Sixers, you're going to tell me the Sixers are representative, are a representation of what this city is? No,
Joel Embiid?
Joel Embiid?
Kinda. Well, I mean, what happened?
Don't talk to the people. I don't want to argue with this no more.
But then how could you say Bryce Harper?
I didn't say Bryce Harper. You said Bryce Harper. I said Carson Wentz.
Let's go to Tom.
It's the Eagles.
Let's go to Tom and Manny.
Joel Embiid.
And by the way,
this city is trying to distance itself from Joel Embiid right now, let alone be associated as he's the face of Philadelphia.
Is sports right now in Philadelphia great? No. Is there any better representation of that than Joel Embiid? No. Let's go to Tom and Manny. Tom, how are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Tom.
Not good.
Hey, listen, Ike Reese is kind of dead wrong about this, and I got to be very honest with you. Joel Embiid is the face of Philadelphia sports right now. He is in the national media. He's most recognizable worldwide. He's done ads in China. Right now, he is the best player in his field in Philadelphia.
Huh?
I love Carson Wentz, but the last two seasons, the three seasons, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about him being able to fulfill the potential that he had 2 years ago. So he still has a lot to answer, and obviously we're all unfortunate that he didn't get to answer those questions at the end of this season. But
no, he actually did. He did answer.
Most
no,
recognizable.
Yeah. He actually did answer
the
those questions.
Recognizable right now. Yeah, go ahead. What were you saying?
He did answer those questions this year. You're not going to win a Super Bowl.
I agree with you.
You're not going to win a Super Bowl every year. The question is whether or not you kept the right guy as your franchise quarterback. That was the question going into the 2019 season. Is Carson Wentz the guy going forward? You're trying to tell me that question didn't get asked? Answered, I mean?
I think it did, but I still think, I mean, if you look at the midpoint of last season, there was still a lot of concern about Carson Wentz. Like, you know, he was very underperforming.
Yeah, but you're talking about two games. The season is 16 games. You want to pick out the games against New England and Seattle and make that all about Carson Wentz. That's what you want to do. Don't let me get into the questions about Joel Embiid. A lot of them are the same as Carson's. I would say even
more. They're worse.
Even more when you're talking about health, being available to play. Nobody's questioning Carson's commitment to the game of football, being in shape, having the right mindset, wanting to win a championship, being focused. Those questions aren't out there about Carson Wentz. Joel Embiid, they're talking about getting rid of. People want to move on from him.
Yeah, I do too.
You're wrong for wanting that, but there's a reason why you feel that way.
Yeah, but you know what? When I say that,
I don't hear nobody talking about trading Carson Wentz.
But when I say that, like I'm half lying to myself because I also know that keeping him and figuring it out is really how you're going to win a championship.
You're not lying to yourself. You
don't like him. I don't like him.
So you're not lying to yourself.
Right, but if someone can get through to him, mm-hmm. His talent's immense. I mean, that's my fear with Joel is that they will trade him to a place that'll know how to handle him, and he'll win.
Here's what's funny to me when we talk about these two guys. Forget about that.
Right.
We're looking at these two guys. You're trying to tell me Carson Wentz's talent isn't immense?
He's good. I mean,
he has all pro talent.
He's talented, sure.
Yeah, okay. So I'm trying to act like we act like Carson is some bum and Embiid is some all-NBA player that Carson is not in his league. Carson plays the most difficult position. He's one of the best at his position. As a matter of fact, you go moving forward right now. How many quarterbacks can you name you would rather have than Carson Wentz moving forward?
I don't
know. Four, five?
I don't know. Yeah, so, sure, something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That means he's one of the best in the league at the most difficult position. Embiid is one of the best in the league at a dying position. Well, quite frankly, where's the competition at that position for him to be the best? It's not Patrick Ewing's not in the league. Elijah Wan's not in the league. Shaq's not in the league. David Robinson's not in the league. So Embiid being the best center in the league, what does that mean?
Don't sleep on Rudy Gobert,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what does he average?
What does he
average? 12 points?
No, but let me. Mark Sinriso on 94 WIP AC1 Philadelphia, broadcasting away from our Tasty Egg Studios. We're live at Chickens and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Yeah, but so let me put it to you like this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the year 2000. Who was the biggest star in the city in the year 2000?
Allen Iverson.
Right. Right. You're right. So yeah. Donovan was in town, right?
Yeah.
In the year 2000. Donovan was a playoff quarterback already. Back to the NFC Championship in 2001. Yeah. Allen Iverson was the biggest star in the city.
Joel Embiid ain't even a quarter of what Allen Iverson was as popularity. Are you kidding me?
But as far as a star? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If
a lot of people hated him, too.
If AI is in this galaxy as a star, Joel Embiid is in a whole nother universe somewhere else. He ain't in the same bracket as AI as a star.
In 2000?
Yeah, and that's when he was at his peak. AI was is an icon in this game.
He's an international icon,
he's
no doubt about
icon.
It. But in Philadelphia, as we keep coming back to, he also was hated by a lot of people. People didn't like Allen Iverson.
Well,
people in the media didn't like Allen Iverson. Fans were against Allen
Iverson.
Sure,
but I'm just saying, if we're just talking about being a bright star and the biggest star like Donovan, even with us as the Eagles, that just goes to show you the Eagles were still the most popular team in town. But it just goes to show you how big of a star AI was. He rivaled Shaquille O'Neal as the brightest star in the NBA. Kobe Bryant, Vince Carter, that's what AI was.
Well, and unfortunately, Embiid's hurt himself.
Yeah, he ain't nowhere near AI.
He's hurt himself.
AI was a small guy that fans could identify with. He was taking on big men in a game, and he was scoring 30-plus a night. That endeared him to fans. What Embiid doing, crying, and all this other stuff, this doesn't endear him to fans.
Let's go to Russell and Cell. My fan club's starting to call up. Russell and Cell, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Russ.
I just want to let you know that the face of Philly sports is Carson Wentz, and I don't understand what you don't understand about that.
I don't understand what you don't understand that I don't understand that you don't understand about it.
You guys talk about him every day for the last 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah, but hang on, Russ.
But
therefore, there's nobody that could come along and trump the Eagles quarterback.
Exactly.
It's more or less what you're saying.
It's
not really about Carson Wentz. You should just say it's the Eagles quarterback, regardless, because that's really what you mean. You don't really mean it's Carson Wentz, because it's not Carson Wentz.
He's not interesting enough. Just gave you an example of somebody being bigger than the Eagles quarterback.
But we gave
an example of AI being bigger because he was a bigger star.
If Nick Foles doesn't win a Super Bowl, we're not saying the same thing because we're not having the same conversations. The conversations with Carson Wentz,
doesn't win the Super Bowl, what is that? What's that got to do with Nick Foles?
A lot of the Carson Wentz conversation came from the side of we should have never gotten rid of Carson Wentz. You know, when people call in and they're talking bad about Carson Wentz, at some point it's going to go to Nick Foles. It's going to go to Nick Foles did this or Nick Foles did that. Nick Foles created that Carson Wentz conversation more than Carson Wentz created it. The reason why that we spent so much.
We're not talking about Nick Foles.
No, but Carson Wentz wasn't interesting enough to cause the conversation. We talked about it because Nick Foles won.
It's not about being interesting. It's not about being interesting.
I think that's part of it.
Okay, that is. And that's the only reason Joel Embiid's in the conversation, because he certainly hasn't done anything from a accomplishment standpoint, from a team-wise, to be the most popular guy. As a matter of fact, he's disappointed. He's disappointed.
He has.
Right?
And he also has, I would say, even more irrational followers than B does than the LTBB.
Yeah, because the LTBB community is right and validated in supporting Carson Wentz. Because he just showed you again what we've always said he was.
No, I
agree. Some other people that are slow to realize it, that we're trying to get you guys on board. But as the LTBB community, we already know what we have in the guy. We know what we have in him.
Right, but
he's a top five quarterback.
These Embiid people are worse than you were.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike, North Philly. Mike, what do you got? How are you?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, man. Hi, Mike.
I'm good. I'm almost good, Mike. What's up, brother?
Almost good. I ain't going to make your day, Ike, because I think you're crazy. Listen, I love Carson Wentz. I want to leave with that. I think Carson Wentz, the quarterback of our football team, he's a great guy. But you cannot pretend that we've seen something like Joel Embiid in the NBA before. We haven't seen a 7'2 guy with fadeaway baseline, shoot from three, back you down, pass out a double team. So when you talk about the face of Philadelphia sports, we've never seen a talent like Joel Embiid. I've seen Carson Wentz before. Carson Wentz is an upgraded Joe Flacco. When you talk about accomplishments, right now, I love Carson Wentz. He's still yet to complete a season. He's still yet to complete a playoff game. Right now, he put us in position to win a Super Bowl, but at the end of the day, Nick Foles did that. I'm still waiting to see what Carson Wentz can bring us. So when you say he's the face, I understand that because the Eagles is the best team and the most popular team in the city. But as far as immense talent and popularity, it's Joel Embiid all day.
Yeah, so you're trying to change the criteria so you can fit it to Joel Embiid. And first of all, you're wrong. He's completed two seasons as a starting quarterback, two of the four seasons. He's played 16 games. You're right. It's not his fault that he got hit illegally and knocked out of his playoff game, that he drugged his team to make the playoffs. Why doesn't Joel Embiid drag this team somewhere? Why doesn't he drag the Sixers somewhere?
He dragged us to the playoffs last 3 years.
First of all, he hasn't even dragged the Sixers anywhere. They went on a 16-1 run 2 years ago when he was on the bench or when he was injured, and Simmons led him in the playoffs to where they got knocked out by Boston.
Hold on.
You've already said it about Carson Wentz. I'm making sure I bring it up about Joel Embiid. You've already said that about Carson. I'm bringing it up about Joel Embiid. They had to go out and get more players last year, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, Bobby. They had to go get more players to get them in the playoffs last year. Embiid couldn't drag them to the playoffs. And when they got in the playoffs, he had a tummy ache and didn't want to play. Like, come on, man. Like, Embiid hasn't shown up in the playoffs but maybe one game. One game
Mike,
in
give
2
us your,
years.
Give us your get rid of that guy, Mike.
Oh, the crazy thing is I still want to get rid of Brett Brown. I think we have so much talent on our team, but I think it's been misused. I think that Clippers game was the best game I've ever seen the Sixers play, and I'm ashamed that it took Brett 3 years to figure out how to get spacing on the floor.
All right, Mike, appreciate it. I will say this.
Yes.
Overshadowed in their win against the Clippers, without Horford out there, I think Brett did a pretty good job. I mean, just they seem to be spacing. You know what I mean? It seemed like that what
they
were doing
like
out there worked.
Yeah, this a month ago when I brought it up.
That's
and they
were
just being stubborn and didn't do it.
Never mind. You're right. He shouldn't get credit for doing something he should have done a month ago.
This should have been done, yeah, a long time ago.
But to see, here's the other part of the problem with this. We don't know how instrumental Brett was in deciding that Al Horford should come in here and paying him $109 million. I would have to believe that he was 100% behind it.
Yes.
I mean, I don't believe Elton Brand's telling Brett what he's doing. Maybe
no.
At this point he might be, but.
No, I agree. I think that was a Brett Brown decision.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right. Got a door and window. Big winter sales continue till the end of February 20. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them 877-GO-GOTTA or visit goguida.com. Mark at South Philly is an XFL fan like
okay.
us, Ike.
Okay.
Welcome to the club, Mark. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show. Love you guys.
Thank
awesome.
You, thank you.
What's up, Mark?
So, we definitely need to get an XFL team. And I'll tell you what, we'll make it even better. We get Nick Foles as a quarterback.
That's a shot at
that
Nicky
That way all
six,
those crybaby
man.
Nick Foles fans can stop crying and they get to see their prince back in town. And everybody wins because now we got Carson Wentz and Nick Foles as their quarterback.
Yeah, you know what? That's mean.
Yeah, but it's not a bad.
That's mean because Nick's not going to play in the XFL because he doesn't have to. All right, so you're mean, Mark.
No, I know. I know, but, like, come on. It'll be great.
That's a good idea, though. Yeah,
we can call
idea,
this.
Yeah.
We could also call the team the Philadelphia Rockies because, like, everybody's on the Rocky thing.
Yeah, what about cheesesteaks, man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to
that
be
the
logo.
That would be the logo. No, do it. Yeah, put the cheesesteak, like a whiz with as the logo of the team.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even, yeah, I don't know what our names would be. Yeah, the Philadelphia.
Something stupid. That's
Philadelphia
for sure.
Liberty.
Hey, Mark, thank you. Appreciate it.
I mean, you have a
That's
picture of Liberty
bad.
Bell?
That's not bad.
Because the logo?
Because I got to tell you, Jack, you don't like the XFL. And like
well, the nicknames are terrible in the XFL.
It's where I was going. The DC Defenders. The New York Guardians, the Vipers.
What a great league.
I like the L.A. Wildcats because at least that's simple.
There's so many Wildcats in L.A.
There are. You get them up in the hills, man. You know what I mean? No, but like at least it takes you back to like the Battle Hawks.
That's a terrible name.
I like the Roughnecks, though. That's pretty cool.
I like the Roughnecks, yeah.
Yeah. The Renegades, the Dallas Renegades. Yeah. Ooh.
And they stole the Tampa Bay Outlaws logo too.
Did they really?
Remember the Tampa Bay Outlaws?
Sure.
From the USFL?
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, so, or was it the Tampa Bay Bandits?
It's the Bandits.
It's the Bandits,
because
yes.
Because who, what's his, did Jim Kelly, was he a
yeah,
Bandit?
Yeah, Jim Kelly. Yeah, Jim Kelly. So, yeah, they had the cowboy with the little scarf around the mouth area. That's the Dallas Outlaws.
So they took it.
Basically.
Yeah, and they just kind of
spruced it up a little bit.
What about the Philadelphia Lunch Pails?
Oh. No, why don't we just call him the Philadelphia Carson Wentzes, since he's the face of Philadelphia sports.
Oh, here we go.
Call him the,
here we go.
It's the Wentz of Tears.
It's back to a hate positive Wentz. Shot. Valentine's Day arrow shot.
All right. Jack, who do you got?
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid?
Yeah.
See, this will be easy.
Come on.
After Andy won, after I had to stop hearing 2 weeks of just vomit coming out of people's mouths in Philadelphia, it was nice to watch a good Super Bowl, which is what I cared about the most. And I was happy to see Andy Reid win the Super Bowl. It was good to see the big fella win. Now we can watch and see how his team reacts to winning a title, and mm-hmm. do they go backwards like a lot of teams in the future?
Won't be repeating this year.
Yeah,
that's not happening.
It's tough to do.
Yep,
it not really happening. Is.
Not happening.
Andy didn't appreciate the couple weeks leading up the Super Bowl, but I think that helped right there, helped ease that.
Now, see, here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because you say, like, you know, you after you win, it's easy to go on the banquet tour, and you know, maybe you're.
We don't need Big Red going on a banquet tour.
That's my point.
Buffet tour?
Does he come back bigger than ever? And it's like, wow,
man, listen.
No, and I'm serious.
Listen,
dude.
Coach Reid gonna hit that banquet tour. He's gonna love it. He don't care nothing about putting on that weight, man. Yeah, he gonna enjoy this.
And it's perfect.
He'll be
for
back
him.
Here. He'll probably be back here as the Maxwell Coach of the Year. Right? He'll probably be back here.
I would say probably isn't the answer.
Right? So he'll be back here in this area. Yeah, here's what he won't do. He won't write a book.
Yeah, it's not Andy.
No, he's not writing a book.
He won't call it Fearless?
No, he's not writing a book. I got to be honest with you. It's going to be interesting to see how Coach Reid handles this thing. I would like it if he took a little time to enjoy it, but I don't know if he will. He's older.
It doesn't seem like his personality is...
He's a grinder.
Yeah.
Always. He's always been a
yeah,
grinder.
Yeah, he enjoys it because he enjoys it.
Yes. He's a grinder. He doesn't have other hobbies. He doesn't golf.
No.
He doesn't do all that other stuff.
And that's when people always have, in like the last 2 months, where it's like, well, what will Andy do if he wins the Super Bowl? He's going to try to win five more.
Yeah.
He's not giving this up anytime soon.
And this
unless
is,
it's health. As long as he's got good health and everything.
It's crazy because this thing could flip, right? Andy Reid. And this, for those who didn't want him to be an Eagle, hated it, the whole Andy Reid Fan Appreciation Day and all that stuff. Well, good news for you all is that if Andy coaches for the next 5 to 10 years, the further he gets removed from here, he's going to be – his time in Philadelphia becomes a footnote, and his career is more defined by what he's doing in Kansas City. Because he's a Hall of Fame coach now, since he won the Super Bowl. When you talk about him,
it's like John Elway.
It'll be more about what he did in Kansas City.
No one ever talks about John Elway not winning the big game.
Right.
And until his last 2 years, that's
right.
What you talked about with John Elway.
Yes.
We'll never talk about Andy Reid like that
anywhere
now, but maybe
we
here.
Will.
Yeah, anywhere but
But
here.
The national narrative on him
never will not be.
It will be more about Kansas City than it will be the Philadelphia Eagles, and because he's coaching this kid. So that's going to be Pat Mahomes' career under Andy Reid. It'll be more about him in Kansas City than it was here in Philadelphia. That'll be more of a – he grew from there, or he learned from his time in Philly, and then he became this in Kansas City. So I don't know. People may like that or dislike that, but I think nationally – I think he'll be talked about more with Kansas City than he will be with the Eagles.
And in 10 years it'll be that much easier. He'll be with the team another 10 years, whatever it is.
Because he's already been there 7 years.
Yeah, it's
– He's already been out there 7 years.
No one's going to look at Andy Reid as being the guy that doesn't win big games.
Right.
Unless somehow he continues to do that after this, which I don't see how.
Right, he would have to continue to lose more
conference
championships.
Does anybody see that? happening at an alarming rate? I certainly
don't. Oh, man, everything I see, you know, Pat Mahomes is the greatest quarterback ever, man.
They're winning
Super Bowls. I mean, yeah, that's
all
I hear.
Super Bowls.
That's all I hear.
All right, our Twitter questions today brought to you
by. He won't win another Super Bowl.
You don't think?
Nope, not before Carson wins one.
No, that'd be fine.
Now put money on that.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Our Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If you're getting engaged in 2020, shop Marks Jewelers' great collection of diamond engagement rings at their flagship store in Montgomeryville. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Let me pull this one up there. The Carson Wentz thing is still there. Yeah, so Carson's going to win this easily.
Of course he is.
80% of the people want the Phillies to go with luxury tax now.
Smart city.
Yeah, big surprise there. We'll come back. We'll do some.
I told you Carson turned the city, man. I love his city. Yeah, he won them over.
888-729-9494.
A few of you haters still out there, though.
Right, and of that 80%, of that 80%, 40% of those 80% will bail on them if they lose the first two games of the season.
No, in this city?
At least. Probably more than that.
No, we turned a corner.
888, we have not. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
Donovan here.
Coming back. Over two decades ago, a long time, there was a legendary moment in Philadelphia sports. I don't even know what it is. We'll tell you coming up next. And we'll get back to the phones, and we have to figure out, if you have a good get rid of that guy, get in right now. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.